welcome, and I hope in the next few days I'll begin to learn everybody's name and learn a lot more about you, and no doubt that will happen. In an informal manner, what I really would like to do is to take a half hour or so, not even that much time, until we have to start boarding, talk a little bit about Frankfurt, and a little bit about this trip in general, which is going to be an incredible trip. I'm telling you beforehand, I don't believe it'll ever be duplicated. It's a one-time-only occasion. Whatever we do in the future, we're never going to do this again. So let's all hope that everything goes well, and it's an incredibly packed trip. There's a free minute. You're going to be going from 6 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock a.m. practically every day, as you will find out. You're free anytime you're tired, you want to stay in the hotel room and spend the day in the hotel, that's your privilege. You may have to do it after a while. We'll be working at a tremendous pace.
Kollel the Chofetz Chaim, and ultimately became the Rav of Aleksot and the Rosh Hashiva in Slabodka. He is probably one of the last great Rosh Hashivas of Slabodka. As you can see, he died in Tafresh Tzadi Vav. Here is a photograph of Rav Baruch Horowitz. You can see him with Shomer Shabbos. Anyway, there are many, many people alive today. I, of course, did not know him, but his influence on Yeshiva Bachur in Slabodka is manifest to this very day, and anyone who meets anyone who learned in Slabodka that's still alive today knows the name Rav Baruch Horowitz. So he was Rav of Aleksot. This is his community, and he is buried here. And there's an oil here, and it's appropriate that we say a kapitel to Hillel here. That'll be kapitel 3. We'll save 2, one for Rav Yitzchak Yochanan and one for his son, Rav Yehuda.
Where's Rav Yitzchak Yochanan buried?
Just want to show you how this unites the various places we were in. He was a Talmud of Ritzel Panevizhia. Panevizhia, of course, is in Litha, one of the greatest cities of Litha. We're not going to Panevizhia because it's quite a distance for us to take it. It's north here, north of Kovno. But Rav Yitzchak Panevizhia is buried in Vilna. And we are in Vilna, we're going back to Vilna. He is buried in Vilna, his Rebbe. And then he learned in Radin, and we were in Radin. And he was a Rosh Hashiva of Slabodka, and we are now shortly going to go to Slabodka. We go over to the Kebbe of Rav Yitzchak Panevizhia.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't forget your bag.
I know.
Should we light
that
candle?
Moshe.
Rav Yitzchak Yochanan was, of course, the most famous Rav of Kovno in modern times. He was born in 1817, and he died in 1896. So last year, the 100th anniversary of his death was commemorated the worldwide over, and those of you who come from Chief University will know that the Chief University, right now, on the fourth floor of the Mendel Gottesman Library, there's a huge display of Rav Yitzchak Yochanan material, photographs, poem that he wrote, etc., in commemoration of the fact that it was the 100th anniversary